I thought twice about talking about what has happened off the Israeli coast this past week, because it often feels like the mildest criticism of Israel ends up derailing into a toxic stew of charge and countercharges of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. With all due respect to the lovely folks at Public Address Radio, I don't get paid a clothing allowance for a hazmat suit. Now, I'm sorry to disappoint Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but far from engaging in a, quote, hypocritical rush to judgment, I'd just like to suggest that his government has a few responsibilities to go with the right to defend their lives and their country. After all, New Zealand has its own modest history of being the victim of state-sponsored terrorism. I refer, of course, to the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior on July the 10th, 1985. That act was perpetrated by two agents of the French intelligence services who entered this country on false passports and, in effect, killed a man because their government didn't like Greenpeace protesting against French nuclear testing in the Pacific. And as I've said on the show before, I still think Alain Marfat and Dominic Preux should be returned to New Zealand to serve the balance of their manslaughter sentences in a New Zealand prison. I make no apologies for reacting poorly to nations who think that their political interests and craven bullying trump international law and common decency. I'm not going to waste my breath or insult anyone's intelligence defending Hamas. And anyone who believes I'm supporting rocket attacks on Israeli territory needs to lay off the magic shrooms until they stop hallucinating. I am a friend of Israel, but my support does not extend to supporting Netanyahu and his government acting like Somali pirates on crystal meth. In a nation still largely dependent on ships to transport goods, we should be very concerned about anyone who regards international maritime law as an optional extra. We might also choose to be thankful that the Reagan administration didn't respond to our anti-nuclear policy and a government they didn't much like with a naval blockade and wholesale interception of ships heading for New Zealand. Even on the most cynical level, if Israel's response to the flotilla was intended as "don't screw with the Jews, shock and awe," it has backfired spectacularly. It has only served to alienate friends while providing enemies with a propaganda coup of Avatar-like proportions. I may not agree with the politics of the people involved in the flotilla, in fact I find a good proportion of them singularly repulsive, but even people I loathe are entitled to due process, the presumption of innocence, and having their persons and property respected. Something you might be mad enough to think Israel would be more sensitive to than most.